Good thing she showed up.
We're on?
We're on.
Okay. We're now back out of recess from lunch to
vision
statement, introduction.
All right. On the next item for the agenda, we're going to be talking a little bit about the vision statement and the first chapter of the new comp plan. So just a little background on what a vision statement is. The goal is to be bold in your vision. You're supposed to be inspiring. You're supposed to look at what the future could be. And it might be in some contrast to the present. You can be creative in the vision. You can make statements in the vision as to what that aspirational view of your county could be. And the goal will be it will set the tone for the plan. We do have a vision statement. We actually have a couple. We developed one based on what we were hearing from the community when we were going out to meetings, when we were talking with residents, based on surveys that were provided to us for those that provided input online, and during the Planning and Zoning Commission meetings. A lot of this is not anything that would be surprising. The vision statement could be based on preserving the rural character, maintaining quality of life, preserving farmland, maintaining access to beaches, parks, and open space. So what we did was we put together an initial vision statement that was based on a lot of that input. And it reads, "The Sussex County offers a unique quality of life for its residents and visitors alike. We appreciate and seek to preserve its unique natural, historical, and agricultural character while fostering new economic opportunities and desirable growth. To accomplish this, Sussex County will balance the welfare of its citizens and its role as an agricultural leader and tourist destination with the most appropriate future land uses of land, water, and other resources." So this was developed based on that input we received. During the Planning and Zoning Commission meetings, a second vision statement was introduced. "We envision Sussex County as Delaware's leader in agricultural business, tourism, and economic growth by sustaining the county's main agricultural, natural, cultural, and human resources, and encouraging new growth and economic vitality that provides job opportunities for all Sussex County through smart investments in infrastructure, efficient use of county resources, low taxes, and protection of private property rights."
Amen. So that's one sentence.
It's a vision. It can be one sentence. It can be many sentences.
Right. Okay. Right. I'm just saying, but that all ended up being just.
Yep.
That's a lot.
And that's the one that's in the plan.
That's the one that's currently in the plan.
That's the one P and Z picked.
Correct.
So what we did was we looked at both of these and tried to identify what we thought would be a good culmination that includes the public comment that we were hearing as well as the one that Planning and Zoning looked at. So it begins, "Sussex County offers a unique quality of life for its residents and visitors," capturing that sentiment. "We appreciate and seek to preserve its unique natural, historical, and agricultural character while fostering new economic opportunities, community vitality, and desirable growth through strategic investments and efficient use of county resources. To accomplish this, Sussex County will balance the welfare of its citizens and its role as an agricultural business leader and tourist destination that provides opportunity for all citizens with the most appropriate future uses of land, water, and other resources." I'm here asking council, and it doesn't have to be done today, but to think about the vision for this plan, because as I mentioned, it does set the tone. And based on what we worked on with planning and zoning, and based on what we heard from the public, what is proposed would, in our opinion, adequately capture that sentiment.
Mr. President, can I ask a question?
Certainly you can.
Back to IG's vision of definitions and focus. Community vitality in this, I'm curious that it's a pretty open-ended term, I would say. Can we better understand what that means?
So the communities across the county are different. The coastal communities have an economic base and a population base that is specific to that area and the context, and the same can be said for more rural communities. What we consider to be vitality would be based on the local context. So, for example, a community with vitality on the eastern side of the county may capture a range of population types. It may capture a range of incomes, where maybe a community more inland may have different types of job opportunities and careers that would be available, as well as different types of housing stock and different incomes. So what would be considered community vitality can change as you look across the county.
Mr. Burton, I look at the first one that you put up, right, as the vision, and I look at the second one you put up as the mission. And are we having a mission statement as well? I mean, the vision, you know, go back to the first one, the vision kind of gives you, what the broad brush of what we are going to try to accomplish with this goal, and then the mission, if you flip to it, says that this is how we're going to get there. We're going to do it through agricultural, I look at them as one is more action and one is more long range.
So I guess it's, if you're thinking about framing, someone's going to pick up the comp plan and you want to frame what you're trying to achieve with that document, you want that vision statement to adequately capture that in terms of how it's implemented and how you achieve those goals. A lot of times you let the elements themselves dictate what that looks like. What I tried to do was take the one that planning and zoning preferred and identify key text in here that talks about job opportunities, infrastructure, efficient use of resources, and integrate that into that larger, more aspirational statement. And that's what that bolded text reflects.
So a mission statement is out? I mean, are we going to have one? I don't know.
I think each element will have its own kind of like vision that will potentially be specific to what that element is in charge of focusing on. That could be more of a mission statement, but the vision text would need to encompass everything in the document in a grand scale.
Okay. It's a broader, more aspirational idea of what we see the county looking like.
And when you go through and look at the elements, I'm just revisiting them again. We did at P&Z have vision statements at the beginning of each element. And John, to your point, really those are almost mission statements themselves. They're saying this is what this element is doing or trying to do. So, yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I never have ever been really, when I read a vision statement, it really doesn't move me one way or the other. I read it, I move on. It's nice to have it, and again, I don't know how many people are going to look at that and say, well, your vision statement said this. You know, what are you doing? So I think just something that really encompasses, I mean, the proposed one, which you've melded, it's fine with me. Community vitality, maybe change the word to something else, maybe, in case if that's confusing to some people. But I don't really think the vision is going to be something that people are going to dwell on.
Mr. Cole,
anything of great importance.
That's true, but I can also see if wear my lawyer hat, that if you're making an argument at some point about whatever, whether it's to you all or to some court, you know, you're going to be reading hard what that vision statement says if it supports your position. You know, so you have to be careful about what all this says because it's going to come back.
Right, I'm getting what I'm saying. Like, this seems fairly generic. Mm-hmm. This one covers it. It sounds good. If somebody's concerned about like the word community vitality, maybe there's a better way to describe. There's certain activities, community activities, maybe, because there's certain activities that are known for the western side, like say apple scrapple or something, or you know, different things like that. The pumpkin chunking maybe was something, and in the coastal area you have maybe the seafood festival, or you know, I mean, different things like that. Or there's these things that are add to the dynamics of this county with the coast and the agricultural nature of this county, and that dynamic is, I think, very interesting. So
I would,
because you put on the screen the one you proposed to start with.
That's right there.
Their first one,
right there. What's wrong with that?
No, I don't have anything wrong. I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying, Mike. I don't have much problem with any of them. Even the one you merged a couple, and the first or the last one's fine with me.
Either mission state or vision statement can stand on its own. What I tried to do was accommodate differing conversations that have taken place, and one that blends the two together. We can go with the first one.
Well, the first one you also created that one.
Correct.
And in the last one.
Correct.
Okay. One in the middle was P&Z's. Okay.
Correct.
I would have to reiterate what Vince just said, that the vision statement is paramount to our focus.
Yeah, okay.
And it can be used for you or against you, depending on what side you're on. And it's you can't dismiss how important that statement is.
But it is not ordinance. We're going to be putting things into ordinance.
I understand that, Vince, but the vision
you can
is
make this all. This is just fluff you lawyers would use to help your argument. You say, oh, your vision,
you put
you'd
me
point
in your
to
group.
I'm picking on Vince now. You be quiet.
It'll also help drive the other chapters.
But like I said, I
right. That's very important. I mean, it's
unless
a
you
big
see something
deal.
Like Mike, the first one here, Mike says he likes. Okay, if there's something glaring on that one, is a problem.
I don't see anything glaring with it, really. You know,
anybody? No. I mean, let's keep it simple.
I haven't looked at it enough. I don't want to go there today. We don't have to.
What's wrong?
Are you looking for us to decide this today?
You don't have to. This
Might
is
be
the
nice
first
to make a decision.
This is the first test, I guess, of this process.
We can't agree on one sentence in the first day.
It's gonna be a long. This is gonna be a long 4 months.
So
just look at it.
So
I read them before.
Right. So
you
first one was
just before. We got here.
I didn't read the three and think about them as serious as I am now.
Okay. Hey.
As far as vision, you can look. These people evidently were a bunch of dummies that moved here like 50 years ago and started with chickens down in Ocean View.
And they built
chicken houses down there. You know what's moved to chicken houses? Is the population came in and land got worth a lot more than the chicken houses. So they moved them on out. They come on down. That's why they moved to the west side. So it was really, that's the envision. As people moves in, you're not going to be able to meet how much it costs to live there. You won't be able to meet the expenses, I should say.
And apparently we haven't got a consensus.
Was only one in here, too.
Yeah. Right.
Right, because what you were provided what was adopted by the Planning Commission. So the initial vision statement would not be in there because
right.
that was not what was adopted by Planning Commission or recommended by Planning Commission.
Anything we have a consensus on, Mr. President, can't we have an unconsensus later on?
Yeah, we just, this is, okay, we've talked enough about vision statements and move on to something else.
No, I'm...
But this is going to be online, correct?
We're going to something else.
I mean, I'm just saying we don't even have a copy of this yet, to IG's point. So, I mean, this is going to be, we're going to get a copy of this, I guess.
It would be good maybe to chew on it for a week. We're going to be back here on Wednesday. There may be more of a comfortable level from the council.
I would doubt that.
No. Be optimistic, Michael. Come on.
I'm optimistic. September. I'm optimistic.
So initial was yours.
I showed you.
The second one was the P&Z's.
Yes.
The third
one was theirs as
the
well, which
one
was a
is
hybrid.
The newly proposed one.
Correct.
Which is the kind of a consensus
of both.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Can I make a suggestion? And this is more of a statement than a suggestion. This needs to go back on next week.
Okay.
Because honestly, as Mr. Lawson said, we're not going to get through this if we can't get through the vision statement. And if we're going to delay, as council's going to delay making decisions on these types of things, to Mr. Vincent's point, we're looking at September. There's a lot to go through, so we need to keep it on track. I'll just state that.
Well, could there be a way to get this, though, these three prior to?
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're going to make sure everybody has it
right.
this afternoon, right?
We can email out the PowerPoint presentation this afternoon to everybody. We'll send it as a PDF. It'll be easier to open, so...
Have to get it in advance to digest it.
We're ready to move right along.
To me, a vision is nothing but a guess anyhow. That's what a vision is. You can guess, that you can imagine that things are just going to get better, and sometimes they get worse.
Okay. Just a quick overview. The first chapter of this document is the introduction. It's pretty straightforward. The introduction sets the stage for the Sussex County landscape. It outlines which elements are included within the comprehensive plan, describes the purpose of the plan, and then it provides a role of county code, which includes the zoning ordinance and the subdivision ordinance. The draft of the introduction has been available. It's a fairly short overview. I think it's 5 pages. It doesn't, in terms of content, it doesn't change a lot from the 08 plan, but it is updated to include a lot of the latest discussions we have, including what elements are included. I didn't know if there would be any need for discussion. This will probably evolve as the plan gets further fleshed out.
Just one comment on page 5, where you have the major purposes of the Sussex plan are to, number one, is serve as a guide for future development. My only concern is, and again, Vince, chime in, once we adopt it's an ordinance, should there be something in here to tell the people who read this that this guide, once adopted, becomes an ordinance? An ordinance is law. Now, what the ramifications are when you're in a courtroom, I don't know. But I'm just saying, should there be any, because people keep saying, it's a guide. Well, once we adopt it as ordinance, ordinance is law, correct?
The maps and the plan have the force of law. The ordinances that you adopt as a result of the plan have the force of law, and the plan itself is not an ordinance.
I thought in the past we adopted the
plan. We have to adopt the plan, but the plan itself does not have the same force of law as an ordinance. Only the maps do by Delaware code.
Okay.
So the text is a guide.
Okay.
But that brings up a good point, though, is that maybe that should be, and you know how much wordsmithing we're getting into, but it should be serve as a guide for future ordinances, development, redevelopment, and preservation, because it doesn't talk about it being a guide for future ordinances, I don't think, in that paragraph.
Well, I just remember in the past court cases, in a certain court case determined the land use plan was that the Green case or something?
There's a couple that talk about it. One had to do with Allens and Harbison, too.
Right, but, yeah. And just the interpretation is it's not a guide, it's law.
No, like I said, by Title IX, it talks about the maps having the force of law. But that's not to say it's not going to come up in argument and that the judges aren't going to look to what's in the text, mm-hmm. but the force of law is the maps and the ordinances.
Okay. Just didn't know if there should be any reference for clarification to the people who read this.
Should we just add enforceable ordinance or just ordinances?
Yeah, I would just add, John, however you want to word it, there's reference to
ordinances. We'll add the word ordinances before development in that sentence.
There you go. There you go, George.
Whatever the attorney says, I'm following his guidelines.
Introduction.
Well, that's scary.
And our consultants, both of them, they both feel fine with that. That's fine with me. I just historically have always heard.
But that's not correct.
John, while we were on this too, I don't know, there was a discussion, I recall, at Planning and Zoning, and I'm just going to pose it to County Council. There's figure 1.1-2 is a Sussex County transportation network. And I don't remember if this was a...
Where are you?
I'm on an introduction.
Page 3 of the introduction.
Yeah, that's where I'm trying to find.
Of introduction.
It's a map.
There was a discussion, because we talk about mobility a whole lot in the transportation element, whether this map was worthwhile being here or not, because it's almost so small it's hard to read. In other words, and at the commission level, we were worried about the heft of this whole document, whether you all wanted to have that map in this section or not. I'll just throw that out there, because that was sort of one of those things that somebody had talked
about. What's it hurt?
No, I don't take a position. I'm just saying.
Or if it's more of a place to give a reference for where the county is and where things are in the county, take the transportation, take the roads off and leave the municipalities so everybody has an idea of where.
We could create just a basic county map with municipals, boundaries, and major roadways and keep it simple.
Well, I don't mind the transportation network. It does show your major roads and railways and other things, and then you could still have another map of just showing what you're talking about, maybe of the county and the way the towns are, and not be a transportation network, just be a county map showing the towns. And
geographical.
And again, the towns are already shown on this map as well.
Well, so. I know, but this shows the rail lines and other things and emphasizes those because everything else is so soft in the background. But anyway, I don't mind that map.
Okay.
If somebody wanted to know if there's an airport, this would show it. If somebody coming to town wants to see if there's any major highways, well, we can look down here. Here's 13. You know, it sees where how they are. So I see it as harmless. But if you think another map being more colorful,
just suggesting an alternative
and another map
having
never hurt
transportation.
I don't know.
And the way the final document can be designed, the maps can be 11 by 17, perhaps to allow for legibility.
That's how I think they were in the 08 plan. There were foldouts, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just, I people like maps. They like the visual, I think. People like to look at things.
Bigger the better.
And see, here's a little rail spur I didn't even know we had.
What, going out to Lewis?
No, Dagsboro. Is that a rail spur? going to Delmarva Power. Mm-hmm. See that?
Yeah.
But the first time I've ever seen that. On a map, seriously.
You ever been down that railroad? No road train down there?
I'll get back to you.
I'm surprised by that. Thought you'd done everything.
So we're okay with the map?
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
I didn't have any position one way or the other. I'm just throwing it out there.
More maps than
more. Are we making it bigger? I mean,
I'll be 11 by 17 for the final version.
Okay. There's the first consensus.
There you go. Rolling.
Is there any other concerns?
Let it be known, right?
On the introduction chapter, did you all have any other changes, questions, recommendations?
I do have a point of clarification for council's understanding. We have been scrubbing the document for basic grammar-like changes, and you may see some errors in here. As long as they're completely insignificant, and it's just to make sure they are accurately written, we're going to make those changes, okay? And, of course, if you see anything that you find that doesn't look like it's correct grammar, by all means let us know. But we'll go through and scrub this again. We already have a list. Vince has a list already that he started where some of these items will be amended, but I don't think it's worth going through where a comma needs to be placed, okay? But just so you're understanding what some of the process behind the scenes will be.
Yeah, we'll give it a good spell check, grammar check, make sure everything's right before we send it on to the state. Anything else on introduction?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Great, one chapter done. and it has a schedule.
On a roll.
Head of
on
schedule.
A roll. On a roll.
We like to hear that.
Had a good day.
I'm exhausted. Can I go take a nap?
So let's talk a little bit about the